You're listening to FC UM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FC UM Radio. FC Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
First time shot comes in. Oh! Jay Cottrell with a screamer! I don't believe it! An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In This Club Is My Club this week, we have all the reaction to FC United's match with Nuneaton Town from Saturday afternoon.
Hi, this is Ray Stubbs. You're listening to FC UM Radio.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FC UM Radio. As well as Saturday's match with Nuneaton Town, later in the show we'll also be hearing if the women's team could go top of the league following their match with Curzon Ashton from Sunday afternoon. But before all of that, it's now time for this week's club news. And as part of FC United's commitment to the community of Mostyn, the club are delighted to announce that our final home game of the season against Gainsborough Trinity this Saturday will be dedicated to our FC for M40 and M9 day, where 1,500 free tickets will be available for residents living in M40 or M9 postcodes, local schools and community groups. Residents who have an M40 or M9 postcode can collect up to 4 tickets per household this week up to Friday on the production of a utility bill or driving licence which displays their M40 or M9 postcode. In addition, FC United have already distributed free tickets to schools and community groups across the Mostyn area for this match. The FC United office will be open this week between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. for residents to collect tickets, while on Friday the FC office will be open until 7 p.m. Tickets will not be available to be collected on the day of the match. In Development Fund news, and last week the club raised over £3,200 to take the overall total for the DF to over £98,000. A big thank you, one and all. And finally, just to advise that this Saturday will see the return of Course You Can Malcolm to Broadhurst Park, so make sure you get to that football ground early. To the weekend's football now, and on Saturday afternoon, FC United travelled to Warwickshire to face Nuneaton Town. Here are the FC Live team setting the scene before kick-off.
Welcome everyone to Liberty Way. A game of football, no less, is taking place this afternoon. It's a beautiful sunny day here. We've got Swamp here and Stato Paul. So, Paul, why is this game important?
Why?
Yes.
Good point. Carry on.
We need to win our last two games to beat our points record from last season.
There you go. That means it's important.
Yeah, on a better note,
we want progress, don't we?
If we don't win today, we'll have gone backwards.
We have indeed, and I've just found, I'm happy now, I've just found myself a £5 old voucher, a £10 voucher for farm foods if I spend £50 or £100.
So rest assured, dear listener, we are focused on this game this afternoon.
Breaking news, we got any breaking news? We've got team news, so...
So the team is nearly, in fact it is, isn't it? It's the same team that started last week.
No, it's not. No. Jerome Wright was on the
Tom
bench.
Brown.
Last
week. Tom Brown was starting last
That's
week.
Where the mistake is, yes. Tom Brown should be starting, but Jerome Wright starts instead, and he's captain this afternoon.
And Adeloy is in for Greaves.
And apart from that as well, yes, it's nearly the same team. Thank you.
What was the team she ever done for us?
About as much as the team.
We actually call him Adeloy now, are we? Adeoli sounds so much
it's
better.
It's Adeloy. I mean, can we say that generates some form of interest in
Mike Jones' game?
I think it's encouraging that he's got Sheridan in midfield and he's got young Jake Williams on the right-hand side, the back four. I would say that's encouraging.
Yeah, and also the fact that Nathan Lowe is on the bench. Is that encouraging?
Well, it covers a few options.
It does. Mike Jones.
Can you score from the bench?
Well, he'd try.
Give it a go.
He'd try, wouldn't he? Let's be honest. Mike Jones is...
That is an encouraging thing, because Mike Jones, he's a superb midfielder, and it's surprising we've not seen more of him since he signed his first-team contract.
That's maybe a question that could be asked at some stage.
Okay, I'll ask the question.
I don't think it's a surprise in any way, shape or form, to be honest, because what we've done is we've stuck, for me, for far too long for the latter part of the season once we know we were safe with the old guard. A safe team when we've got these youngsters, and what we should be doing is encouraging them, giving them a little bit of experience. We're playing against a team today in Uneaton Town who have a full-time team. They're all academy players that have come through, with the exception of a couple of three players that have come to bolster the team to keep them in this division this season. But they'll see the dividends of those young players having a full season under the belt. They only have 16 to 20-year-olds within their academy, so it's a very, very young squad. And they'll reap the rewards next season opposed to this season. Tommy Wright came in after Kevin Wilson departed earlier in the season. And we should have been doing something similar. We should have been using the youngsters.
Wright's first game was at Broadhurst.
It was, yeah.
He got the job 24 hours before that. And they came on the pitch as a shambles and lost 3-0.
But then the following game.
But they've not looked back since.
Well, they haven't, have they? And then they went and beat us 5-1, didn't they?
Yeah, they knocked us out the trophy, convincingly.
So it should be interesting. I mean, the teams are coming out this afternoon. It's a lovely, glorious day here.
So to find out now if the Reds could take all 3 points in this one, it's over to Marv Willers now with a match report. Marv.
Thank you, Cockers. 3 points and 4 goals for the Reds. No more, no less. It was the haunting words of Stato Paul, warning the Reds that they would be moving backwards should they fail to win the next two games. And with that darkness ringing in the ears of Margie's men, they stepped out into the Nuneaton sun and let rip. A first-half goal from Sam Sheridan was nulled out just prior to half-time by Jordan Nicholson's equaliser for Nuneaton. But into the second half, and FC put it to bed, with 3 goals from Jordan Fagbola, Matthew Wolfenden and George Thompson. Now, here's one for Stato Paul. Have two National League North teams ever faced each other before and found two separate Jordans on the score sheet? One for each side? I think not. Here's the FC Live team.
As the ball right-hand side with Williams. Williams looks to bring in a red shirt, plays it inside, lovely ball to Matthew Wolford, and Wolford now to byline, chips the ball. It's a great opportunity here for FC United and Manchester. It's Thompson drills it, and it's cleared off the line. He has another opportunity now again. Thompson plays it out left hand side, this time it's to Chandler. Can he get to the byline? Plays it back to Jerome Wright to touch, holds the ball. Chandler cuts inside. Chandler now with his right foot chips the ball in, or tries to. He plays it against along the floor instead. 1-2 here. This is good football from FC United. It's an opportunity, and it's another clearance of the line again. Across scurrying goes FC United. Sam Sheridan, he cuts inside. Sheridan rides one challenge. Can he get the shot away? Yes, he can. Sheridan! Oh, what a goal by Sheridan! Absolute quality. He had no right to win the ball, in all fairness, but he just stuck his foot in there, took another touch, put it on his right foot, and absolutely leathered it into the right-hand side. It hit the inside of the post, came across, and Sam Sheridan, well, he's been the player that we've thought absolutely superb there. 1-0 to FC United and Manchester.
Well, he doesn't score many goals, but that was certainly a gem of a strike.
FC United finishing off this first half with a flurry. Goal coming in the 43rd minute, and now another corner in shoes. And it's been an even contest. FC United probably just about edging it. The ball chipped in. It's a decent ball again. It goes across three players. Oh, and there was no one really to put that ball in for FC United. It was a great ball by Sam Sheridan again. The ball on the halfway line with Williams. Williams touch plays it out to Sheridan. Sheridan. Well, he shows too much of that as an opportunity. The linesman well behind play, and an opportunity to make it one apiece, and it should be one apiece. It will be one apiece. And in fact, it was Sam Sheridan on the halfway line dillying with the ball, really. And well, from hero to zero, Sam Sheridan there. There still was quite a lot of work to do, but it was a nicely worked passage of play.
It was a shambolic goal to give away, really.
And Craig, this time,
I'm sure Margie will be very angry with that.
He certainly will. It was a halfway line. There was no real urgency from Sam Sheridan. And FC United, once he'd lost the ball, there were still three or four defenders back there, but they were cut open. A 1-2 between Chambers and Evans, and then onto Nicholson. And, it's into the back of the net. And one apiece. I'll give you the teams again. It's Schofield, Williams, Chandler, Kay, Fagbola, Rashworth, Wolford and Sheridan, Adeoli, Wright, Thompson on the bench. It's Greaves, Lowe, Jones. That's Mike Jones, Sam Baird and Tom Brown. As FC United now get the ball on the far left-hand side with Chandler. Chandler chipped the ball long. Has to be dealt with. Jerome Wright's doing well there, and he gets himself a corner ball, does he? Yes, he does. It's going to be a corner, which George Thompson will take on the far side, into the sun. Fagbola goes near post, back post is Adeoli, Ashworth there as well, and it's going towards Ashworth. Can Ashworth get on the end of it? No, he can't. It's cleared by Exodus, but Ashworth has it back in the right wing position, and he plays a good ball to the penetrator, so the back post there, half cleared. Thompson picks up now. Can he open his body and get a shot away? Well, there's a man there, Kay Free. Can Free get a shot away? No, he can't, but he didn't need to, because there was Fagbola. Well, Fagbola just turned and shot from 8 yards out. It's no one defending, and Fagbola finds himself on the goal on the score sheet. But it was a lovely ball waiting on this right-hand side. My Ashworth acting as the right winger. He chipped the ball in towards the back post. It was picked up by Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright played the ball to Kay, was there waiting for it, but Kay just let it roll for Fagbola. Fagbola turned.
It was a slow motion finish, you could say. He had time and space, turned, found the net.
And we know there's only one thing better than space, and that's more space. FC United now back on the ball with Ashworth. Ashworth just takes his time, chips the ball up to towards the head of Thompson. Thompson's header was a decent one, and he plays it to Lowe. Lowe's touch was back to Sheridan. Sheridan now plays it to Wolford, and Wolford plays it at a little give and go, let the ball run through the feet of Thompson, plays it back to Sheridan. Sheridan's ball to the pass. That's a great ball, it's an opportunity, great goal. Wolford, a great finish, a great goal, a great ball, and good football from FC United of Manchester.
Well, we really did unlock them with that cross. Good timing of the run by Wolfie and a good finish, but the cross was it set up, wasn't it? It was there for him.
Beautiful, beautiful ball, and great movement though for Wolfenden there, and good football from FC United of Manchester. Two goals in a matter of 3 minutes, and well, hopefully have cemented the 3 points. But we know last season we had a similar situation, two goals up, and right at the death they got himself a penalty. But good football by Sheridan again. Good thinking as well though by Thompson. He let the ball through his legs. Sheridan came to this right side and put a great ball into the penalty area, and there was Wolfenden. Great movement, ball taken quickly. Nice ball there by Ashworth, plays into Matty Wolfenden. An opportunity now to make it 4-0. It's Thompson in front of goal. Thompson, oh, great finish, 4-1. Well, they beat the offside trap massively, very, very comfortably, and it was Thompson there. Thompson, well, in that position,
that was embarrassingly easy, wasn't it?
It was.
And the celebrations are underway behind the goal.
Well, both ends for FC United of Manchester. But that ball, I mean, there was a free kick just inside the FC United halfway half on the pretty much dead centre, and Jones was down, and Jones saw that Ashworth wanted to take it quickly, so he ducked. The ball came across. It was controlled well. The ball played into Thompson, and Thompson, once he had that ball, well, he opened his body.
There was no doubt.
Beautiful chip, wasn't it? Beautiful left-footed chip. 4-1 FC United lead.
I think our eighth away win of the season is looking very, very good.
It's FC United and Manchester winning by 4-1 here. A good performance, really, all said, lads, and a professional performance.
Absolutely. I mean, coming into this game, it was a classic dead rubber game. There was not much to play for. We can big up that cup final in a week or so's time, but really, coming here, it's a long trip down. And, well, actually, the first half performance was quite good. The second half performance was quite good. A couple of substitutions which raised eyebrows. I would have liked to have seen Sam Sheridan play the full 90, because I think he has added something in that 70
minutes. He deserved to. Whether or not he had a bit of a niggly injury at half time, and Carl said, give you 20 minutes, see how you feel, and bring you off, you can ask that question. No, look, it's a nothing game, but at least they started off, I thought, well. They worked hard, resolute, Nuneaton, a good young footballing team, full time, but they've not been taught a footballing lesson here this afternoon. I think FC could have been punished on many occasions this afternoon, but they weren't. Nuneaton could have been punished even more, but they weren't. But FC scored 4 goals, and it's a good professional performance, and that's what you want your final away game of the season. You know, last week against Darlington, there were seeds of slightly better football, beaten by comprehensively by a much better team, and we've come away this week, and we've got 3 points, and we've scored 4 goals, so that's going to be encouraging. Nice to see the likes of Mike Jones and Sam Baird. Would have liked to see the likes of one or two other youngsters in that team, Kieran Glynn, perhaps being here this afternoon. But you know, there's a number of players there that I mean, playing for the players, I think that's Carlo pretty said that to him. I think you said that last week, didn't you?
Yeah.
When you interviewed him, and he said, look, some of these players will be playing for the places next season. And I think a few of those have gone out this afternoon and showed the qualities. Notably, for me, Sam Sherrington, Matthew Wolfenden with a great goal. George Thompson had a good game as well. Fagbola, yeah. I mean, Fagbola's new to the club, but he, again, since he's been here, he's not put a foot wrong, pretty much. So in that respect, there's promising, players, and there's also some, players that, Ryan Schofield is a young goalkeeper. I mean, it would be great to be able to keep him, but again, at the same token, you'd be expecting he's going back to Huddersfield. He's probably got, the idea of playing league football, and there's no reason why he can't, because he had a good game again this afternoon. He's confident in that back stick, and he works well. He's tall, he's got agility, he's also great, but throws the ball out quickly. What FC did today, they moved the ball a lot quicker, Paul.
Yeah,
from the back.
I thought what we saw today was Nuneaton showed some of our failings during the season in some ways. Poor finishing, undone rather too easily at the back at times, bit of frailty. They went 2-1 down, and the heart seemed to go from some of the home players. End of season game, I think they thought it's not going to be our day, and FC cashed in.
They certainly did, yeah. And the thing is, I mean, FC have had a very up and down season, and I've not, not been playing particularly good, convincing football for periods. But you have to go out and perform, and they have performed this afternoon. And it doesn't matter what opposition is put in front of you. The question was at the beginning of the game, do FC play better against footballing teams? Well, yes, they do. And
we did press them well today.
We pressed them in the first half, especially in the first 25 minutes. I thought we pressed them superbly well. The high line was there. Jerome was getting right up there. Chandler, when he got the chance, was right up there. Wolfenden. So there was what's the name? There was a lot to be impressed with. It's a good result. And just seeing the FC players have all come back out to applaud the FC fans in the
corner
there.
They've been brilliant today, haven't they?
Oh, they've been absolutely superb, yeah. I mean, there's...
And what we need to do next week is finish the season off properly in style with a home win, which has been very rare this season.
It's a must, isn't it, really?
Eight away wins, but only five at home.
And that's not good enough. And Carl will admit himself it's not good enough.
When we want the season ticket sales early, it's important that we finish with a flurry, especially
also,
with the tickets.
And also with the free tickets given out. 1,500 free tickets. We want to put on a show.
M40, M9.
Well done for the M9 bit, by the way. Just to let everyone know that the Newton Heath branch won the draw for a place on the trip to Lille, and they donated what? That...
to the women's team.
To Fran Davis.
Yeah.
And that's cracky stuff, because we've not decided who's going to get player of the season for the women's team yet, but she's certainly up there.
In the frame.
Also going, we should say, Sam Baird, Mike Jones and Steve Eddy. Steve Eddy I'd like to see more of before the end of the season as well. Also on the trip will be Jerome and Nick Culkin, plus academy coaches Jack Dickinson and Tom Conroy, they've been superb for the club, haven't they? Especially Jack.
Yeah, well, I worked with Jack when he first came to the club, seven years ago, somewhere about that. He's 7 years ago because his daughter's now, or son's 7 years of age. And he started off as a community coach and did tremendously well.
So just to let everyone know about the lie of the land when it comes to scores in our division, if you're listening to the podcast, Marv's going to do Marv's sports report, so I don't want to steal the thunder for him. But when it comes to the NPL, Corby Town have been officially relegated today from the Premier Division. Back-to-back relegations, and that's hard for, and a cracking club when we went down there, good volunteers and stuff, and it's unfortunate, but they've made a journey that several clubs have made over the past 5 years. Stafford Rangers. Drelsden, it's Colwyn Bay, it's for some reason when you get relegated out of the National League North, you kind of go straight through a lot of the time. So commiserations to Corby Town, but congratulations to Lancaster City, winners of the NPL First Division North. They're going up into the NPL Premier next season. So there you go. But that's FC Live this afternoon. Just to let everyone know, we will be doing Women's Team Live tomorrow, live from Broadhurst Park. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff. It's a must win for Luke Podmore's side. It's FC United against Curzon Ashton, and we'll be bringing you live coverage from 2 o'clock. And on Tuesday evening, a special live broadcast from Wincham Park, Witton Albion against Rushden and Diamonds. It's the playoff semi-finals in Division 1 South, and we're doing a special live NPL Soccer Saturday style effort where we're going to get correspondents in from all over the league to join us.
We are indeed
on Tuesday evening here on FCM Radio, so join us for that one. You can hear Swampy Well, that's what he's been doing today. He's been auditioning, been doing Turkish League and all that. That's what we're doing. So on Tuesday, that's what we're going to be doing. Plus, should say, on Friday evening, we're going to be live from the recreation ground as FC United women's team are in action in the County Cup final. We're going to be bringing you live coverage of that too. So it's a busy week ahead.
It is a very busy week ahead.
So don't you be going anywhere. Show We No Names coming up next, but a 30-second wrap-up goes to my friend here, Swampe.
Oh, thanks very much, Ben. I was expecting that. I was just listening to the FC supporters that are still there in good voice, and the players are out there still. And, well, it's a fitting way to finish a disappointing season from an FC perspective. One more games away from home than we have at home. 8 games away and 5 at home. Hopefully we can take today's result into next week's result. It'd be great to have a big crowd and also have 3 points for FC United and Manchester. But today it's all about the 4 goals, all well taken goals, and an entertaining game of football. FC United leave victors, 3 points, 4-1. We'll see you again very, very soon. Until then, safe journey back to your bedrooms and to your living rooms or out into the pool, wherever you may be. Take care. Bye-bye.
Swampy, Ben and Stato Paul there from Saturday afternoon. After the match, Ben caught up with FC United manager Carl Margeson.
So thanks for joining us after that one, Carl. Nice sunny day and nice 4 goals there.
Yeah, excellent. Performances in both half was more like an FC United performance. That was great, packed with energy, and you know we've been asking the players over the past few weeks to start producing shots, crosses, you know, set pieces, all the things that that football supporters want to see, and they've done that today and got a deserved 4-1 win, and obviously the celebrations at the end will live quite long in the memory, to be honest. It was fantastic.
The away fans were cracking today, I have to say. Also cracking was our forward line in a way. I mean, Wolfer, Thompson, Sheridan as well. We gave him man of the matches. Passing from midfield were a purpose.
Outstanding. You know, the only reason I took him off because I wanted to give Mike Jones a league debut. So you know, I thought Mike Jones went on and showed that he's going to be a good player in the future for us as well. So very pleasing all round. Great experience for the young lads. And I thought the work rate, with appetite was there, and that's all we asked for.
And Fag Bowler as well, getting his first proper goal for the club. He's been good since he's arrived, hasn't he?
He's been excellent, absolutely excellent. You know, and long may it continue. You know, with earmarked who we want to be keeping and whatnot. And you know, Jordan's in that bracket definitely.
So on that note, obviously we've got Gainsborough this coming weekend, last home game of the season. Be nice to sign off with a win. I think we've only had 5 home wins this season.
Yeah, and I think it's important that we do that in respect of, you know, the great initiative from the club to offer free tickets to the M40 residents and M9. And you know, having been in the office most of the week, it's been widely, you know, accepted, and there's going to be some newbies there, new fans there. So it's our job to try and keep them coming back.
And I remember there's been so many occasions where we've had like a Youth United Day or
it's been flat
yeah, both in the crowd as well, because you just can't get that kind of atmosphere going when you've
we want to build on today. We want to build into, you know, the final, and that continues next week. Like I say, the occasion will be good, and we've got to make sure that we put a performance on that keeps our supporters coming back.
Just a quick question with regards to personnel. Sam Baird came back on today, that was good. Kieran Glynn, he's injured.
Yeah, he's got a concussion.
Oh, right, okay.
Kieran got a concussion.
Does that mean he's going to be out for
the season? He won't be able to play next week, and then he'll be available. You've got to have 2 weeks off straight away. So,
well, Carl, congratulations again. Thanks for joining us, and a safe journey back to Mancunia.
Thanks a lot.
FC United manager Carl Margeson speaking after his side's 4-1 win at Nuneaton Town on Saturday afternoon. To find out now where that result leaves FC United in the league table, and for all the other results from a busy day in the National League North, it's back over to Marv Willers now with another edition of Marv's Sports Report.
Thanks, Cockers, and hello everybody, and welcome to another edition of Marv's Sports Report with me, Marv. Well, FC United end their away campaign for the season with their 8th league win away from home of the season. With slightly more wins, AFC Fylde are now officially the National League North champions, following their 3-0 victory over Boston United at the Jakeman Stadium on Saturday. Congratulations to them. Kidderminster Harriers' chances of taking the title race to the final weekend disappeared when they were held to a 1-1 draw by relegation battlers Gainsborough Trinity. Third-placed Halifax Town secured their playoff place by beating mid-table Curzon Ashton 3-0 at the Shea, while Telford United have secured safety despite a 1-0 defeat against Darlington at Blackwell Meadows. But the Bucks sealed their survival thanks to Worcester losing 2-1 to Salford City. Chorley and Stockport County are the other two sides in the top five contention, with the Magpies holding a 2-point advantage in sixth. Chorley shared a 2-all draw with 10th-placed Gloucester City at Wadden Road, while Stockport's 2-0 win at the Horsfall Stadium against Bradford Park Avenue sees them still in the playoff hunt. Already doomed Altrincham shared a 1-all Moss Lane draw with Alfreton Town. Stalybridge Celtic have now been officially relegated too, losing 4-0 at Boerfold to Tamworth. And that concludes this week's Marv Sports Report with me, Marv. We're nearly there, everybody. We're nearly there.
Thanks, Marv. FC United return to action this coming Saturday as the Reds host Gainsborough Trinity in Carl Margeson's side's last league game of the season. Kick-off at Broadhurst Park will be at 3 p.m, but as always, if you cannot make this game in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live on www.fcumradio.co.uk from 2:30 p.m.
I said, oh, that's the way that I like it. I said, oh, that's the way that I like it. I said, oh, that's the way that I like it. I said, oh, that's the way that I like it. I said, oh, that's the way that I like it. On the FC Radio.
To the women's team now, and FC United hosted Curzon Ashton in the league, knowing that a win could see the Reds put pressure on leaders Merseyrail Bootle with one game of the season left to play. To find out now how FC United got on, it's over to the women's team live for all the goals.
And there's Chloe Wild playing the ball off. Lovely pass there from Jess Battle to Beth Tattersall on the far post. The ball goes to Jade Parker on the back post, and she heads it in with aplomb. And FC United with, well, 5 minutes on the clock, I'd imagine, 1-0 up. But superb play there over on that right-hand side by Jess Battle to lay it off to Beth Tattersall, who crosses that ball in. And Jade Parker's there, and, well, FC United 1-0 up. Well, here is McCarrick on the ball. McCarrick plays the ball out right towards Tattersall, who keeps it in play just. And now on the touchline there, not much you can do with that. And the ball is cleared, but only as far as Chloe Wild. Chloe Wild now with a shot on goal over the keeper's head. And straight into the top corner. Chloe Wild there with, well, it was Seydorf-esque, really, wasn't it? It was a bit closer, but only just. It was midway into Curzon's half on the right-hand touchline. And she belts it first time. It was definitely a shot on goal. Goalkeeper didn't really stand a chance there, did she, Paul?
A devastating strike into the top corner. 24 minutes on the clock, 2-0 to FC.
Here's Kirsty Chambers now on the ball on the left-hand side. Chambers now. Well, that's a lovely pass to Jess Battle. Jess Battle, I think she's going to score here. Slots it into the bottom corner. Superb stuff there. A lovely ball from Kirsty Chambers to find Jess Battle. She just rounded the keeper there. The ball was the key, though. Jess Battle didn't really have to do much, did she?
It was the timing of the pass was so good. The keeper came out, she committed herself, the defender couldn't get in front of Jess Battle, and it just gave Jess Battle that fraction of a second to make a decision.
McVerta there, cutting that pass out, and McVerta gets the ball back for FC United. And here is Tattersall to Battle. Battle now. Lovely layoff to Tattersall. Tattersall's round the keeper. Oh, in off the post. Oh, superb stuff. And it's the pace. We've been a bit sluggish the last 5 minutes or so. But there's Tattersall, gets the ball to Battle, and Battle, she played the ball, and it was ever so slightly ahead of Tattersall, but with Tattersall's pace, she's going to get to it.
Beth Tatt gets to passes other people probably wouldn't. And of course, the pace took her beyond the keeper, and the touch past the keeper was just on spot on.
Throwing taken. Paul was as always, 100% correct. But there is Chloe Wilde. Wilde gets the ball back.
Now there's a space.
Charging forward on the left-hand side. Plays it to Parker. Parker gives it back to Wilde. Wilde's going to have a dig. 5-0. And what cultured stuff there from Jade Parker. Chloe Wilde getting the ball back. Charging forward. You'd think, though, she'd go down the left side. She comes in field because she knows that's where Jade Parker is. Plays it to Parker.
And runs into the space.
Runs into the space.
And outruns the defender.
Jade Parker giving the ball back to Chloe Wilde. And once again, that's the third goal, I think, where the ball has done all the work for the striker.
And Chloe Wilde doesn't just score. She rifles them in, doesn't she?
Heading down the right-hand side. She goes with the ball, plays it over the top. It beats Jade Parker, gets to Jess Battle. And Jess Battle just chips it nonchalantly over the goalkeeper's head. And that is 6-0. Jess Battle there with superb play. Beth Tattersall as well for setting that one up. And, well, cool as you like from Jess Battle there.
Great improvised finish.
And it is dominant stuff at the moment from FC. And the ball cleared by only as far as Chambers. Chambers turns. Chambers now on the left-hand side of the penalty box. As Cheksaron comes back in field with it. More central now, plays the ball to Jade Parker. Lovely first touch, and what a goal that is from Jade Parker. The ball played to her by Kirsty Chambers. The first touch was Bergkamp-esque. It was like that little dink over herself and over the defender to set herself up, and the goalkeeper didn't stand a chance. 7-0, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, that was some absolute quality. And we know there are players in this side who can take chances. We know, we've seen this week in, week out. And it's not just one or two. They can share the goals around.
Here's Jay Parker now to Alicia Marsh. Alicia Marsh plays the ball first time towards Shelby Wolstercroft. It's cleared by King. Over the top it goes. But there's Jade Parker picking up the ball. Plays it to Chloe Wilde, who chests it well. And central comes charging forward. Still going to the edge of the box. Still going into the box. Still going. Goal. 8-0. Chloe Wilde there.
A solo super effort, you could say.
Very much so. She made that goal all herself. And FC United now 8-0 up. Corner ball, and it comes. It's headed clear, but not quite. And Fran Davies is there, trying to get to the second ball. There's Battle. Battle's going to have a dig. Top corner, 9-0. And Curzon really didn't defend that well at all. Fran Davies was there, making Curzon panic. And they forgot all about Jess Battle. And Jess Battle just belts it from 3 yards out into the roof of the net. And it's 9-0. One goal away now from that all-important double figures. Not really important to get 10, but
It looks good, doesn't it? It's a round figure.
Well, there is the 10th goal. They're out of nothing at all. And it was, wouldn't you know it, Shelby Wollstonecroft who pots it in. Good shot, I thought, there. Goalkeeper should have done a bit better. 89 minutes on the clock, and FC United make it 10. And FC United now back on the attack. Again, we're not sure about records and where Shelby Wollstonecroft is. I mean, we don't think that was
the
100th.
I think that's 98, I think.
Well, here is
saving it for a cup final, 100th, isn't she, I think?
Here's Vias playing the ball forward to Battle. Battle with a lovely ball over the top to Shelby Wollstonecroft. She's one-on-one, dinks it over the goalkeeper. And there's your 11th.
Well, I think that's 99.
And that, dear listener, is full-time here at Broadhurst Park. And in the final competitive home game of the season, FC United have signed off in style, winning by 11 goals to nil against Curzon Ashton. The reverse fixture early in the season was a very close affair, and Curzon managed to get something out of that game. But in this one here, Curzon didn't really stand a chance. Jade Parker opening the scoring on the first 5 minutes. SC United not looking back in the slightest. We've had hat-tricks for Chloe Wilde and Jess Battle. 2 goals for Jade Parker and Shelby Wollstonecroft, with Beth Tattersall also getting on the score sheet. It's been dominant, Paul. FC going top of the table this afternoon. Merseyrail do have that game in hand midweek, but it certainly sent out a message to Merseyrail this afternoon.
I think FC have decided that even if we can't win the title, we're going to score more goals than Merseyrail Bootle. It's St George's Day, and Curzon have really been put to the sword.
The league's put to one side now. It is going to be all about that cup final on Friday, when FC United are travelling to the Recreation Ground to take on City of Manchester Ladies at the home of West Didsbury and Charlton and Charltonians. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff. City and Manchester Ladies in the Manchester FA Women's County Cup final. Very, very important game, that one. First chance of silverware, first piece of silverware in the Luke Podmore era for FC United. It's going to be a tricky game, though, against City and Manchester.
I don't think we've ever beaten them.
And then, obviously, it's back to league matters next Sunday, 2 o'clock kickoff at Grappenhall Village Sports Club. That's in Grappenhall, Cheshire, WA4-3HQ. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff. It's the last league game of the season. It's Warrington Wolverines against FC United of Manchester. We will be there. We're not sure about what kind of coverage we'll be able to do, whether it be score updates or whether it will be full-blown coverage. We're going down anyway with the equipment. We don't know what the setup's going to be. So it's going to be one of them things which we're just going to discover on the day and see how it goes. But a cracking game of football here. Good luck to Miserable. Midweek against Altrincham.
Yeah, we've done our bit. I mean, we couldn't have asked more from our women's team this afternoon. They have not only wrapped up the points, they've given us another great performance, lots of goals, a lot of excitement. And as far as the league's concerned, we can't really do much more.
Ben and Paul there from Women's Team Live from Sunday afternoon. After the match, manager Luke Podmore and defender Adora Yao caught up with our very own Neil Boo.
OK, I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore and midfielder stroke defender sometimes Adora Yao. Comprehensive 11-0 win there against Curzon.
Yeah, absolutely ruthless. You know, we're obviously banking on... obviously, we still feel like we've got a chance in the league, so we've just got to make sure we get as many goals as we can. And, you know, we set the team up like that. And the confidence from everyone in the team now is just... You can see it when we're playing football. You know, we're as a team now. Everyone knows where everyone's doing. And, you know, the fact we scored 11 goals again is just frightening. Yeah,
yeah, we seem to be finding space all over the pitch. Do you feel like you were finding players upfield there, Adora? Easier than in some other games?
Yeah, I mean, we stretched the pitch, I think, so they tried to close us down, but we just played around them. They pressed a bit higher than perhaps Chortonians last week.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked like we were just like whatever we wanted to try and do just came off today. A couple of howling misses, otherwise it could have been a lot higher than 11. But pretty much everything we tried to do came off, and it just looked like they were playing with confidence out there.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, obviously the week we've got coming up, we've got, you know, a training Wednesday, then we've got a cup final Friday, and a game Sunday. So, you know, to have the confidence and the, you know, this sort of form going into them games, you know, it gives us all the confidence we need to go make sure that this time around in the County Cup final we don't make any mistakes and we win that cup.
Yeah, we've got so it's City of Manchester for the fifth year running.
Yep.
We played them in a final once, and we went one up in about 2 minutes there from a super strike by Kirsty. But other times, all the other games have been really close. I mean, a couple of the times we played them up at Broaders Park in the first couple of seasons, we were holding our own, and I thought they had sort of like slightly lucky goals against us. So I don't think there's bit as much of a gulf between the two teams.
No, and I think, like, say, from that division this year, you know, we beat Blackpool, Wigan, Bolton, you know, and they're all at the top end of that league. So, you know, look at City Manchester, hopefully, you know, with the form that we're in, you know, the things that we've brought in, and obviously with the players that we've got, we should be making no mistakes come Friday. So hopefully we'll be there, you know, come Friday and we'll get the cup.
Yep, so you heard it here. Westersby and Charlton, get down there this Friday, and cheer the girls on for hopefully a first piece of silverware this year.
Yep, wonderful. Thanks, Neil.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers, Adora.
And just a reminder that FCUM Radio will be following the women's team this coming weekend as we find out if the Reds can get their hands on the club's first piece of silverware of the season. Women's Team Live will be at the Recreation Ground from 7 p.m. this Friday for the County Cup final, and will be live from Warrington for FC's final league game of the season on Sunday from 2 p.m. only on www.fcumradio.co.uk. And that's it from me for this week's This Club Is My Club. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesday at 7:30 a.m, 12:30 and 7 p.m. on www.fcumradio.co.uk. And on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9:05 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store. And all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUMradio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.